they're known as sobriety highs and recovery highs, schools for kids who've gotten into trouble with alcohol and other drugs. They teach traditional academics, but also an important life skill, how to navigate the emotional turbulence of adolescence without getting high on substances. Roger Oser is principal of a recovery high school in Boston.
You know, at a regular school, if a kid drops out, well, maybe he'll get in a GED program. Maybe he'll come back to school. He'll get a job. Here, if a kid drops out, maybe he'll die. Maybe she'll overdose, okay? We can't take that home with us. All we can do is the best possible job as professionals, as a team, to provide the best program. But it's hard. It's obviously hard to separate. It gets a little more emotional and intense when those are the stakes.
The school opened its doors in 2006, one of three recovery high schools in Massachusetts, funded through a five-year grant from the state legislature. Nationwide, there are over two dozen recovery highs, mostly designed for small classrooms and a low student population. The Boston school, with a goal of enrolling 50 students, is called William J. Ostegai High School, named after its founder, known to everyone as Willie. He's a lieutenant in the Boston Fire Department and director of the department's employee assistance program.
What was happening is our members' children were coming to us for help, and we were putting them in treatment. And almost every one of them would relapse within the first week of coming out of treatment. So we would put them back into treatment, and this just went on and on. And it finally got to a point that we had two of our members, teenage kids, high school kids, boys, that was their second treatment, and they didn't want to go back to their respective high schools because they felt that they couldn't stay straight. And the stats were staggering. I mean, what I was watching was 90% of our kids going into treatment and relapsing within the first week, and 100% of them relapsing within the first month. I mean, there was no success.
And so, why is there such a high rate of relapse for kids coming out of treatment?
If you use the analogy, and I like to, is if somebody had an alcohol problem and you took them and sat them in a bar room, how long are they going to last before they pick a drink up? You're putting these kids back in a school where everybody they use with, all their peers, are there. Everybody they buy from is there. And it's just such a major problem that they feel like they're the odd man out. You know, they just feel like a fifth wheel. I've sat and talked to a lot of these young kids, and they'll tell you that they've never been in a class that two or three kids aren't buzzed all the time. Juniors, seniors in high school, they said they've never been in a class themselves that they went high, and two or three other kids weren't. You know, so how do you learn in an atmosphere like that? You know, and how does one miss that? You know, I know the teachers are doing a good job, but how do you miss somebody that's in front of you, two or three kids in every class that are a mess?
Your math, you're going to have biochemistry during the first period, everyone together.
Right after this.
And then the period after lunch, everyone will have math together.
Why?
So you guys will be together as a group. Because we're having a staff planning meeting today.
Each morning, about a dozen teenagers and staff gather for an all-school meeting at a downtown building operated by Action for Boston Community Development, a large nonprofit service agency collaborating on the project with Cushing House, a substance abuse program, and the Boston Public Schools. Two of the students, David, 17, and Krista, 18, are from South Boston. They got into trouble attending regular high school.
And that school is just a complete mess. I mean, drugs are everywhere. I mean, it's hard to stay away from them.
What kinds of drugs?
Whatever you want, you could get. So basically, like, I couldn't get anything done there. Like, I wouldn't have had a future if I stayed there. I'd probably just be a laborer like everyone else in my family. So I figured, like, I needed to get help. Like, I got into a lot of trouble. And, like, yeah, like, I got sent to a detox, but still, I mean, it helped me out. It was for the best.
What kind of trouble do you get into?
Like, I was just doing stupid things, like pushing drugs. Like, it was just stupid. I just needed money to support my own habit, and I did whatever I had to get it. I drank a lot, opiates, Percocet, Vicodin, stuff like that.
And how old were you when you started?
I had my first drink when I was like 8. Got drunk for the first time at 11, and that just progressed from there.
And at what age did you finally enter a process of recovery and abstinence?
17.
Well, I lived on the Cape for a while, and with my grandparents and stuff, I entered there when I was, like, my 8th grade summer, and I just, drugs, drinking, parties, money was just everywhere. It's just the way it was.
What substances?
Opiates, drinking, mostly all of the above, but the opiates really grabbed a hold of me, and it kind of took off from there, Oxycontin mostly.
How did you access it?
All my friends were drug dealers. My boyfriend was a drug dealer. It was just the way it was. Mm-hmm. The school I went to.
What percentage of the kids would you say were getting high at your high school?
90%. Alcohol was present when I first got around that way, but it kind of burnt out, just like with the coke scene. It burnt out, and once the opiates hit the Cape, it was all over. Because there's no more drinking and no more smoking weed after you have a habit with Oxycontin or heroin.
So did you get into some kind of a crisis or a jackpot situation?
I went to detox and went to a program when I was 16. I got out of the program. I laid low for a little while, and then when I turned 18, it started all over again, and I moved back to Boston. I came back to South Boston, did everything I had to do for a little while, and then everything just hit the fan with heroin and whatnot, and I ended up going to a detox, and I'm currently in a halfway house right now.
You've been sober how long?
6 months.
How you feel?
Great.